We are in the middle of an exciting, tense, fake celebrity news quiz. How this works is, every week, Emma comes in, every Tuesday, she comes in, and she gives us four celebrity news stories. However, one of these stories is fake, and it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is fake among all of the real ones. Now, interestingly tonight, Emma chose, because of course, in honor of the fact that Rihanna has a new album, a Rihanna theme. So this is fun. All of these stories are about Rihanna. However, bear in mind that one of these stories is fake. So Emma, can we hear the four stories again?
You can indeed. So the first one is that Rihanna had no idea that Jay-Z had recorded a verse on Umbrella.
Okay.
The Barbadian beauty is actually of Irish descent.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, Rihanna was attacked by her uncle's dog and has a scar on her left forearm. And Rihanna has witnessed numerous exorcisms.
Interesting.
Right.
So, Kira, what story did you say was fake among them?
I said that as a child, Rihanna did not get attacked by her uncle's dog and have a scar on her forearm. That's right. What I said.
I said the fake story out of all of those that was that Rihanna is of Irish descent. Because that's, I mean, come on now. Like, in fairness, very unlikely.
But you know, Chris, over the whole course of that conversation that we just had, right?
Hmm.
You talked about how Rihanna recorded a verse or recorded Love the Way You Lie in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in saying that she was also over in Ireland recording, come on, what was that big
a
one?
Video.
Calvin Harris.
Oh, We Found Love.
We Found Love.
Yeah.
There's two connections to Ireland already, Chris.
That's basically of Irish descent as
you know?
It is. Yeah,
so,
I hear you. All right,
I don't know.
Sure, once you come to visit here, you're Irish.
That
you know?
Is
absolutely.
Okay, Emma, I think you need to break it down.
Hold on, let me get the tense music. All right, go for it. Now, Emma, start breaking it down. It's very exciting.
Okay, so Chris, you picked the Irish one and Kira picked the uncle one, yeah? The dog. Okay.
That's right.
So I'll tell you that it is true that she did witness numerous exorcisms.
I knew it. They're all at that down there.
Knew it. Yeah.
What she said was basically you'd be in church and somebody would just get up and start screaming and spitting.
Because they're possessed.
Then they'd perform an exorcism. And one day she was in a house, right? And this lady started screaming and spitting. So they performed an exorcism, but like every time they like said a prayer, your one would like start screaming and all these weird different voices.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I don't know. Like, it's weird that she's seen so many, you know?
Kira, do you not, like, how
not
can
surprised.
You, you're like, you're so into all the other stuff. Could you not believe that there might be exorcisms going on?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. 100% I do.
Yeah. Would you ever go to an exorcism?
I probably would.
Do you think you need to be exorcised?
No.
Like, is that the problem?
I think that I'm like the third last person in this room that needs to be exorcised.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Emma. So that story is true.
That means we're special, Chris.
Exactly, Emma. That means I've been touched.
You guys are definitely special.
Yes, we are. Okay. So Emma, that story is true. Give me another story that's true.
Okay. So the Jay-Z story is true as well.
Interesting.
Do you know what that means?
That means Emma, you've lost.
Yeah, I've lost.
So it's between me and you.
Commiserations, Emma.
Oh, that's all right.
Commiserations.
Okay. I'll come back.
We're down to two stories. These are the two stories.
Is the most obvious out of these stories the actual fake story?
God, I hope so.
I will kick myself.
All right,
Emma.
Here we go. There's two stories left. One is that she's of Irish descent. This is Rihanna, of course. The other story is that she was attacked by a dog and left with a scar. Kira, you said the scarring story is fake. I said the being of Irish descent story is fake. Emma, who is the winner this evening? What is the fake story?
So, Chris and Kira, I can tell you that the story about her being Irish is so obviously fake.
Yes!
That it's actually true!
What?
Yeah!
Hold on, what?
Yes, it's true.
No, it isn't.
I swear.
Hold
her
on,
dad,
it isn't.
Her dad is of Barbadian and Irish descent.
Hold on, no.
Check her out there.
Yeah, I am gonna right now.
Chris. See, Chris, what happened was, hundreds of years ago, well, the British were here, they used to send people off on boats to the Caribbean.
Oh, sure.
Is that correct? Am I right in saying that?
You know, it's so funny, actually, and I'm not just saying this to, actually, now that you mention it, T.G. Cahir once did an amazing documentary called The Black Irish of Montserrat. And I'm not being funny. It's a load of dudes down in Montserrat, like really, really proper African-looking men that speak with Cork accents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being funny. It is the oddest thing to look at. And they're all like, "Oh, so your Rodin Cranwell came over and sent us all over here." And I'm like, "Wow, this is a black man talking like that." So anyway, I suppose
that's brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. And it's in another part of the world entirely. But there you go. Apparently, Ronald Fenty or whatever his name is. He's indeed of Irish descent.
Yes. Yeah, wow. We own everyone. Everyone.
We really do. There's a piece of us everywhere. Yeah. You know?
Ciara, you're right. When Cromwell invaded Ireland 400 years ago, he banished up to 50,000 Irish people to Barbados.
Oh,
was that you, Emma? Sorry. It wasn't.
He doesn't even listen to us.
No, you just, it was a woman talking, and I was like, all right, it must be one of you. It has to be one of you.
So basically, taking all of this away, I am.
Okay.
Thank you. Congratulations, Ciara.
Thank you.
Well done,
Ciara. And thank you, Cromwell.
Yeah, absolutely. Good old Cromwell.
Big shout out to Cromwell. There for sending those 50,000 Irish people over to Barbados.
He's not so bad, is he?
Look, can you get us Rihanna?
He's all right, exactly. All right, how about this? Emma, congrats on a great fake celebrity news quiz, even if you did not win.
Chris.
I was going to say it was a fun quiz, that's all. And Ciara, congrats on winning. And how about this? Emma, everyone should go online. They should follow you on Twitter. Your Twitter is at This Is Emma Power. At This Is Emma Power. Everybody go online. Be Emma's internet friend. Emma is also on RTE Pulse with an awesome show. Every Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You should check it out. Emma, many thanks as always. We will see you next week.
See you next week.